shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down their life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again, and I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you, beloved. Beloved creatures of the Creator, the Redeemer, the Sustainer, amen. Amen. So our family traveled in Ireland and Scotland this past summer, and some of our very favorite memories involve sheep. Big sheep, little sheep, black and gray and white sheep, fluffy woolly sheep, just sheared, seemingly naked sheep. The sheep we counted as our kids tried and tried to get into a sleep cycle that matched the place we were. Perhaps most mundane and also most vivid in my memory are the times that we'd be driving along some country road, enjoying the fields that were blanketed in every possible tone of green grasses, only to come nose to nose with a sheep on the road or just about on the road, doing its sheep thing, surely some sort of inborn contemplative spiritual practice. That's what it seems like. What I didn't see in Ireland and Scotland, hardly ever, if ever, were shepherds. I saw no shepherds, good, bad, or indifferent. I saw no shepherds. Many of the sheep I noticed, though, had color-coded paint markings splotched on their wool to allow the farmers to identify which sheep belonged to which farm, to which shepherd. But I saw no shepherds. We call this Good Shepherd Sunday, don't we? Good Shepherd Sunday. Always the fourth Sunday in Easter. Always a chance to hear again the beloved Psalm 23. And always a snippet of the reading from John's Gospel where Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. When I say always, it's probably fair to get a little bit nervous, though. Always get fair when I say always. Let's just be clear about that. There's a danger, you know. There's a danger in scripture passages that we hear as often and love as much as we often feel about Psalm 23. So many folks love it so dearly. I am included in that. We can recall how it moved us at a certain funeral. We can hear the lilt in each line. The way it is set to these beautiful musical arrangements. Our tendency to sink into a special phrase that offers a certain comfort, maybe from a time in childhood or from something else. So today, to get ourselves thinking about Psalm 23 sort of in a fresh way, because it has become so familiar and so loved to so many of us, I invite you into what we call an I Wonder, I Notice sermon. Some of you have done this before. Others are saying, what are you talking about, Jen? I'll tell you, I promise. So between you and me, I have never used a psalm, especially Psalm 23, for an I Wonder, I Notice sermon. But in the spirit of learning to listen to one another and what we each reflect a little bit differently, and in the spirit of listening to our shepherd, I'm going to invite us all to live boldly and try this out today, and I have confidence we can do that together. So, and I wonder, I notice sermon. We're all preachers this morning. We're all engaging the scripture together. We've read the psalm once. We've done that together. In a few minutes, I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to read it slowly, very slowly. And your job is to interrupt me. And I mean that seriously. Interrupt me. Interrupt using the phrase that begins either, I wonder, dot, 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 whatever it is that you wonder, or I notice, dot, 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 whatever it is that you notice. And in this service, since there are a number of people, you say it loud enough that I can hear you. I'll be standing in the middle, and I'll repeat it. I'll simply repeat what you say, and then we'll go on. Somebody else might interrupt me right in that moment, or I'll keep reading until somebody does interrupt me. I wonder, or I notice. So today, as it begins, it may sound something like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I notice that this line is in the present tense. Or I wonder if I need a shepherd. You get me? I wonder or I notice. Remember, only two rules. There are no wrong answers. Let the Spirit, let the shepherd, if you will, lead us as a community. You may feel like you don't know enough, but really those can be some of the very best interruptions. Your job is to interrupt, and it only works if you do. And secondly, use the structure. Begin your interruption with, I wonder or I notice. I wonder or I notice. So are you ready? Ready? So my name's Jen. What's your name? Yeah? I am curious. Are you ready for spring?
Yes.
Amen to that. Thank you. That's what I needed to hear today. So I'm beginning to read Psalm 23. Feel free to use your bulletin or simply use your ears, however that works best for you. And remember, interrupt using the phrase, I wonder or I notice. And if you've spoken once or twice, let other people speak. That's fine as well. We'll keep going here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. I wonder what things that includes.
I notice that that's a funny way to say that.
I notice the trust that it takes to say that. I notice that sometimes it's translated, I have everything that I need. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures.
I notice He has to make me.
I notice that it's green, not white pastures. And leads me beside still waters. I wonder why the waters have to be still. I wonder what I need to do to realize that there are still waters. I notice it seems like a baptism. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me. I notice that my soul needs restoring. And guide me along right pathways.
I notice that there must be wrong pathways.
I wonder what that means. I notice the tension between having everything that I want and restoration of my soul. I notice that the guiding sounds like gentle advice. Write pathways for your name's sake. I wonder why it's not right pathways for right pathways' sake. I wonder why it's not for my sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I wonder what that means. I shall fear no evil. I wonder what that feels like. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I wonder how a rod can comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies. I notice that the table is prepared in the presence of enemies.
I notice I like that.
I notice I like that. I notice what a powerful statement that is for our present world and in all times. You notice that death has a shadow but might not have a form. I notice that I'd rather not eat with my enemies. I wonder what that means. I wonder who all my enemies are. Is that the other one too? Okay, twice. You anoint my head with oil.
Is that in the presence of my enemies?
I wonder if that is in the presence of my enemies. I wonder. And my cup is running over. I wonder if the anointing with oil has any place today. And my cup is running over. I notice that seems wasteful. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Go ahead. I wonder how far behind they are. I wonder why it isn't leading rather than following. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I wonder if my enemies are invited. I wonder how closely this translation is from the original. A different language for sure, right? Yeah. I notice that dwells is a relatively passive verb.
I wonder if that starts now.
Any other I wonders, I notices that didn't get popped up as we went along? Still using that same structure, I wonder or I notice. I wonder where the house is. Let me add simply some other things that I noticed and wondered. Some of these are reflecting on ones that you've already named. You had so many. This is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. First, I notice the way the psalm changes voice At first, it's the Lord is my shepherd. And then it changes and becomes more personal. You restore my soul. There's that transition in it. I notice that the shepherd guides and that we follow. Somebody commented on that. As I understand it, there was this cattle herding industry that made a big deal. This is more recent times. A cattle herding industry that made a big deal of sheep not being too smart. For they observed how cattle were herded from behind, but sheep needed to be shepherded from the front. It's an interesting thing to think about. That really relates to that earlier verse where it's talked about in that way. In my life, though, what I often feel is that God is in front of me and behind me, and that God's community is all around me. So I just think that's an interesting thing to notice and to wonder about as well. I wonder how it is for you. I notice that in the third verse, what we hear as right pathways, or paths of righteousness in some translations, was probably actually a word that came from the word ox and then ox cart, and then ox cart paths, as in wheeled ox cart paths. More than being nice paths in the woods that would be easy to walk on, these paths are probably more like deeply rutted tracks because of the ox cart wheels that would have been going over and over them. And one scholar writes, so walking with Yahweh is finding your groove, and a righteous groove at that. Finding your groove, finding your way. I wonder what it looks like, what it feels like when you are in that groove, when we are in that groove. I notice that at the end where the psalm reads, goodness and mercy shall follow me, the word is probably actually not follow me, but a better translation might be pursue me, which we don't always think of as a positive thing. We think of enemies pursuing me. So goodness and mercy pursue me, chase after me all the days of my life. That's pretty powerful. Goodness and mercy, always on my tail, always pursuing me, chasing after me. I notice the paths of righteousness don't lead simply directly to green pastures, do they? We stop for a moment to talk about that as well, the green pastures to God's house. Rather, this journey, these ruts, take us through the valley of the shadow of death. So we'd like to maybe skip that valley and just move on and go around. And the truth is, we know that doesn't happen. And yet, if I'm going to go in that valley, whenever I go in that valley, how good it is to go with the shepherd, to be led by the shepherd. I notice how the other readings that Matt offered today relate to this one. I notice how in the epistle reading from 1 John, we're called to love in action and in practice with Jesus as our shepherd, our good shepherd. I wonder how we too are shepherding and taking on shepherding roles, caring for each other, caring for the earth. You heard me talking with the kids about Rogation Day. Rogation Day coming up this week, and then a little bit more in May. How in Rogation Day or on Rogation Day, I mean, this is an ancient tradition, and some people still follow it, but it's a really powerful one. On Rogation Day, we're praying for blessing the seeds and the harvest and the earth and the creation. And how people would walk around the bounds, the edges of their space, their town, their village, their parish, to be able to name and stake out that area that they cared for, that they shepherded, if you will. So it's in that spirit that I think about Earth Day. And I think about how it is that we might take shepherding and stewarding the earth in different ways, even more seriously. So I invite you today on Earth Day, in this Rogation season, on Good Shepherd Sunday, to continue to ponder and pray on this particular psalm. It's the one that many of you memorized as young children, but go back and say it again and again. And let yourself wonder and notice as you go through it. It's in that spirit that I invite you to continue meditating on it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Can I get an amen?
Amen.